Welcome to the Trade Securely Podcast.
Running a business is no easy task. There's a lot of moving parts and things can change in an instant. Even when your business is operating successfully, you can be blindsided by sudden economic changes or sudden changes in the circumstances of your customers. It's essential that you protect your business from the domino effect of others' misfortune or the trickle-down of others' mismanagement. On the Trade Securely podcast, we help business leaders understand how they can protect their businesses and trade securely at home and abroad. I'm your host, Janet Eastman, and this week on the show, my guest is Brady Bear of AIG, who leads their Trade Credit North America division, and he's going to walk us through the basics of receivables insurance and how it's used. Hi, Brad. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's take receivables insurance right back to the basics for those people who don't know what it is. Tell me in a simple sentence what it is.
Sure. Receivables insurance basically indemnifies the insured the customer for losses that they incur as a result of non-payment of their accounts receivable. So when goods or services are provided by the company and then they sell them on terms and they're not paid, then receivables insurance will come in and indemnify them for losses for non-payment.
Okay, so people talk about this in a couple of different terms. There's credit insurance, trade credit, and receivables insurance. Are they basically all the same thing?
Yeah, receivables insurance is often referred to as credit insurance or trade credit insurance, and even accounts receivables insurance. They're all one and the same.
Okay. So it's my understanding that many Canadian companies are not really aware of this type of insurance. So how do they react when you first tell them about it?
Yeah, you're correct that awareness of this product is somewhat low. It is increasing as more effort by the industry increases knowledge and understanding of the product. REAC is an example of this type of effort. The reaction that I get is one of, I didn't know this type of insurance was offered. What does it provide? How does it work? Who offers it? Who do I talk to? Reactions are generally positive, very inquisitive, and you can see that the wheels are turning on how this can be a benefit to them.
Okay, so what are the main reasons that a company would want to have receivables insurance?
I think you can summarize those in three main categories or three main reasons. One is from a risk perspective, so risk mitigation, risk management. The second one is financing and everything that goes along with that. And then the last one is sales expansion.
Okay, so let's go to risk first. So when you talk about risks, what kind of risk would they maybe looking to cover?
Right. As far as risk goes, that type of coverage is really for, as we had first put, losses resulting from non-payment. So risks for their customers, right, who they're selling or providing services to, and they don't pay, the receivables that are outstanding to them. Those can come from customers that are either, in the domestic sphere or export sphere. From a variety of countries and jurisdictions.
So, and I'm guessing that it's like there's a time frame. You have to wait a certain amount of time before you can say, okay, these guys clearly aren't going to pay, and then you can collect on your policy, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, generally speaking, there is a time frame. It's really predicated on the laws within certain jurisdictions. There are some countries that have better bankruptcy laws, better collection activities, et cetera. And then there are some that are not as straightforward. But in essence, it's really after a certain period of time when efforts have been made by the company to collect the receivables, the insurance companies will step in and say, okay, they're not collectible. You've tried best efforts, and now we'll indemnify you against that loss.
Okay, and when we talk about that, they don't cover the entire loss. Like, there's a certain limitation on the loss that they will cover. So how much can you basically expect to get back on your receivable?
Yeah, it's a bit of a complicated question. I mean, generally speaking, you know, insurance companies will structure their coverages, you know, based on what they're looking at within the receivable portfolio. There could be some deductibles there. There could be some retentions that the insured has to have, you know, so those are all kind of worked out with the insurance companies, and they, you know, they really lead to how much coverage is there, et cetera. But, you know, the insurance companies set that all out at the beginning with the insured and basically provide them with, you know, seek to provide them with as much coverage as possible, you know, so that they can, you know, they can be indemnified for anything that goes wrong with the receivable.
Okay. So what do you tell clients and prospects who believe that their customers will never default on a payment? You know, oh, we've done business with these guys for 25 years. They paid on time. No problem. I'm not going to cover them. What do you tell those people?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I try to explain that it's impossible to predict the customer defaults because there are too many influencers or events that can affect a customer's ability to pay. And many of these are out of their control. Examples of that are political events, natural disasters, supply disruptions, foreign exchange and currency swings. There's also management and key staff changes, technology, as we know, competition, to name a few. All of these can impact a customer's ability to pay and, for the most part, can be out of the control of that customer.
Right. Okay. So at this point in time, when you look across Canada, how are most Canadian companies using receivables insurance? Are they using it domestically? Are they using it to expand to new export markets? Are they using it for financing? What are they doing with it?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, you know, in the three main sort of reasons or categories, you know, there is still a big purchase to mitigate the risk on the exposure that they have to their customers.
Okay.
But we certainly see a growing need and a growing requirement to expand sales to new and existing customers through providing credit limits, required credit limits, and competitive terms to obtaining increased or, you know, better terms, both domestically and foreign, right? So we do see an expansion of that. Canadian businesses, as we know, certainly want to look into the export markets, go outside of just Canada domestically. That's important for them. So we do see that part of it growing as well. Again, as I mentioned before, you do have a big driver now, which is the financing side of it, where that is growing. The importance of that is becoming apparent as we see financial institutions and lenders that will engage with our customers more on that. And of course, expanding sales, right, to, again, new and existing markets. But, you know, the risk mitigation is still sort of top of the line, right? You can see, you know, in the papers, the bankruptcies, the insolvencies, you can see big names there, et cetera. Those are the ones that kind of, you know, grab everybody's attention. But, you know, this type of insurance is, you know, goes well beyond that now. We see it moving more into the financing requirements and then, of course, the sales, driving more sales, et cetera.
Okay, so let's talk about the financing side. How can it help with the financing of your business?
Yeah, you know, receivables insurance can help businesses in their financing provide, you know, by providing their lenders additional comfort in increasing their traditional advance rates, or what's called margining, on both their domestic and foreign receivables, you know, so that companies have a potential to have more available credit at their disposal. So the lenders, therefore, would, you know, be able to margin or advance more on their receivables, receivables being a very, you know, liquid asset, right, an important asset to any company. And then once they're able to do that, right, in essence, they're providing them with funds that they can go and look at more capital expenditure issues. So, you know, such as, you know, maybe purchasing or upgrading IT systems. maybe hiring more staff, increasing workforce, maybe, you know, bettering their plant and equipment, you know, processes, or, you know, what they have, maybe purchasing more inventory, et cetera. So the financing part of it really is that tool that vis-a-vis receivables margining that allows them to do that.
So it's pretty clear here that a receivables insurance policy isn't a one-size-fits-all. It can actually be tailored to your business's specific needs, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I think that that's, you know, sort of a really good aspect of receivables insurance now is that it can be tailor-made, right? So it can fit, you know, the business requirements, right? And we see that a lot, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, right, we can offer both foreign and domestic accounts receivable. It can cover specific customers. It can cover specific products. It can cover specific countries, right? You can have it for all of your customers. You can have it for key customers. Sometimes there are larger deals or specific one-off deals where receivables insurance can step in. So it has become that sort of expanded where you can tailor make the policy to fit, you know, the requirements of the insured.
And at this point in time in Canada, is there a sense that most Canadian companies think that receivables insurance is just for exports, or are they really aware that it is both domestic and export?
Yeah, I would tend to agree that that may be the case as the knowledge, you know, base sort of grows as we're doing more education, as the number of insurance companies are in the market are particularly saying, look, we can cover both domestic and foreign sales, right? Domestic sales are as important. They make up a large portion of any, you know, any of the insured's business. And of course, you know, in the Canadian market, you know, coast to coast, there are a lot of channels for distribution. There are a lot of products and a lot of areas to be sold. So, you know, it is important. And I think the misconception is, you know, we're turning that around, right? So, where we can cover, you know, both domestic and foreign.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, risk isn't exclusively somewhere else. There's risk everywhere, right? So you have to be able to cover yourself wherever you're doing business. Can you actually share a story about how receivables insurance has benefited a client of yours?
Yeah, I can probably share, you know, a couple and be, you know, fairly quick on that. But if we take a look at the financing part of it, you know, I was involved with a large multinational, you know, corporation in the resource sector. They were looking at, you know, an acquisition, a large acquisition. And, you know, part of that was, you know, the financing with their lender. And the lender basically looked at it and said, if you are acquiring that company, you're looking at acquiring the receivables. If you're able to expand your receivable policy into the entity that you're acquiring, you know, we're able to margin you. We talked about that before, right? So margining or advancing on those receivables. Well, all of a sudden that gives them the ability to borrow against that. And part of that was used in the acquisition. So that's a success story, right, on how receivables insurance can really facilitate, you know, financing. And in this case, allowed them, right, as part of the acquisition to close that off. So that's one part of it. You know, receivables insurance, you know, again, benefits companies when they're looking to go to foreign markets or even domestically going into companies. Many success stories there where companies just don't know the end user intimately, don't have financial information, credit information, but certainly they want to be able to sell them. So, you know, the receivables insurance companies, you know, can really sort of step in. They have a lot of knowledge and benefit. And so a lot of the stories, you know, based on that and helping them secure more sales, certainly put, you know, better terms out to them, more competitive terms, et cetera, and then feel safe that, you know, they can up their credit lines, et cetera, to do that.
Brad, I'm sorry we're out of time, but I certainly appreciate your insights and your time today. Some really interesting stories here that we'll probably expand on in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Brady Bear is the head of Trade Credit North America at AIG. Thank you very much for joining us for the Trade Securely podcast today. If you have questions about receivables insurance, please visit the Receivables Insurance Association of Canada or REAC website at receivablesinsurancecanada.com and get in touch via the contact form. Or you can follow the industry news on tradesecurely.ca. I'm Janet Eastman. Thanks very much for listening.
The Trade Securely podcast is brought to you by the Receivables Insurance Association of Canada, whose member companies help Canadian businesses succeed and grow securely.